mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists are masters at accusing others of what they themselves are doing. While Halliburton and many others had contracts with Saddam, were involved in the oil for food program scam, ripping the Iraqis off, engaging in that genocide, the people that stood up against it and fought against it then had their names forged onto documents, and that's now been exposed, again, even by mainstream news here in the United States. And here is Member of Parliament George Galloway continuing to go over this there in the Congress just a few days ago. Please continue.
The Christian Science Monitor did indeed publish on its front pages a set of allegations against me very similar to the ones that your committee have made. They did indeed rely on documents which started in 1992-1993. These documents were unmasked by the Christian Science Monitor themselves as forgeries. Now, the neocon websites and newspapers in which you're such a hero, Senator, were all absolutely cock-a-hoop at the publication of the Christian Science Monitor documents. They were all absolutely convinced of their authenticity. They were all absolutely convinced that these documents showed me receiving $10 million from the Saddam Hussein regime. And they were all lies. In the same week as the Daily Telegraph published their documents against me, the Christian Science Monitor published theirs, which turned out to be forgeries, and the British newspaper Mail on Sunday purchased a third set of documents, which also on forensic examination turned out to be forgeries. So there's nothing fanciful about this. Nothing at all fanciful about it. The existence of forged documents implicating me in commercial activities with the Iraqi regime is a proven fact. It's a proven fact that these forged documents existed and were being circulated amongst right-wing newspapers in Baghdad and around the world in the immediate aftermath of the fall of the Iraqi regime. Now, Senator, I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis, but they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time. I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11. 2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right and you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives. 1,600 of them American soldiers sent to their deaths on a pack of lies.
We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. There's only a few minutes left of this. We got most of it out today, and I appreciate the crew up there on such short notice getting it downloaded. But the web's a strange thing, so we didn't have the file earlier. We do now. And we'll finish up with it, then get into a bunch of other key news, and then interview that police chief who wants you all to have microchips. A few other key announcements coming up as well. So, interesting stuff straight ahead. I hope you'll stay with us. The website's InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes into this third hour. Thank you so much for joining us. It's May 19th, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. In a few minutes, we'll air the conclusion of the opening statements that we didn't get to all of yesterday. We are going to air all of it here today, and I appreciate the crew getting that for us. It's on PrisonPlanet.com, where he exposed their lies and their fraud for what it was. And we'll back it up just a few seconds and start over in a minute. But before I do that, then we'll get into some other news. Before I do that, there is a special that's only going to be offered while supplies last, just for a couple weeks. New Millennium Concepts is the national distributor, the distributor of the British Berkey, the Big Berkey. They also improved upon it with the Black Berkey element. I have the white elements. I have the black elements. They're all excellent. Folks, it is a great system, and the normal systems hold about a gallon and a half of water. They have the what's normally called an Imperial with a stainless steel 3-gallon system. With the white elements, a British Berkey. They also have the Made in America Berkeys, but right now they're offering it just for an insanely low price. Give Debbie a call and ask her about it. They got a bunch of other specials they're running right now. If you've been waiting to get a Big Berkey filter, a sports bottle filter, or any of these systems, now is the time to give her a call. It is just a fabulous system. They cost the same as Indian and Chinese knockoffs. And when you feel the British or the black American Berkey elements, they're so much more heavy than these Chinese and Indian knockoffs that are the same price, sometimes more. I mean, I bought a gravity filter back in the mid-90s that was like $200. It was made in India, a piece of junk. I paid the same amount for a British Berkey in 1999 that just heads and shoulders above it. And now the American Berkeys are even better. But if you want a stainless steel body and British elements, or you can pay a little more and get the black elements, give Debbie a call right now. And she was on during the break and told me the price, and I'm a bit flustered today with technical stuff, and it slipped my mind. So just give her a call, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, British and American-made Berkeys. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. $225 is the price. Wow, thank you, George. How'd you find that out so quick? it was $225. I guess he remembered and I didn't. That's how he found out. He heard me talking to her during the break. $225, folks. A 3-gallon stainless steel Berkey. I think those things retail, I'm going like $350 or something. I mean, $225, you're not, that is a great price. That is an insane price. 1-888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com and link through and tell them which Berkey you want. I think you probably need to call for that particular one, but give her a call, 888-803-4438. All right, let's go back to Galloway, who has been just demonized and now sued the first newspaper that did this, and they've lost the libel suit. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, standing up to them about the Oil for Food program and exposing who was really behind it. Here it is.
15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever on a pack of lies. If the world had listened to Kofi Annan, whose dismissal you demanded, if the world had listened to President Chirac, who you want to paint as some kind of corrupt traitor, if the world had listened to me and the anti-war movement in Britain, we would not be in the disaster that we're in today. Senator, this is the mother of all smokescreens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real Oil for Food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it. Have a look at the real scandal breaking in the newspapers today, revealed in the earlier testimony in this committee, that the biggest sanctions busters were not me or Russian politicians or French politicians. The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government.
Thank you, Mr. Galloway. Mr. Galloway, can we start by talking about Farwiz Azarkan? Do you know the individual?
I know him very well.
In fact, you were best man at his wedding?
I was.
And at some point in time, he became chair of Miriam's Appeal, is that correct?
He did, yeah.
And can you tell me when that occurred?
I think in late 2000 or early 2001.
All right, now this skips ahead to questioning, and that's it for the clip. But, again, you really got to see it in its full context without the breaks, and it's at prisonplanet.com. Going up in the next hour or so will be large excerpts of my TV report I did last night, and shifting gears radically, it has to do with the popular Star Wars phenomenon, which is New Age and occultic. Yes, I'm fully aware of that. But the question is, why has it had such a powerful effect on the group psychology? Why has it resonated despite all the cheesiness of it? Because George Lucas admittedly studied secret societies and the occult. I've read his writings on it and his interviews. He studied the Nazis. He studied the Thule Society and Thule Society that Hitler was a member of. Darth Vader wears the garb of the, you know, the dark sorcerer, the secret police, the Inquisitor, the Ringwraith. Our SWAT teams dress like this today. And it's based around governments carrying out terror attacks. That's how the Emperor comes to power, to blame it on his political enemies and centralize control. So I did something that's pretty funny. About 5 years ago, I did it two or three times. It was very popular on the TV show. I wore a German black war helmet, a Kurzel helmet, with a black ski mask, and I'd sit up there in a military uniform and black gloves. I'd say, a special guest is coming. We're going to go to a tape. We'll be right back with a special guest. Then I would dress up in this outfit and sit there and talk about how the New World Order was good and all of our reasons for it and why you should go along with it, you know, being sarcastic, a little bit of dark satire, to say the least. Well, I did this yesterday, and it's pretty funny. I went out and got one of the Darth Vader helmets in the Darth Vader outfit, I got up there on TV. I said, we're going to our special guest, and then I even did the Emperor, which I think I did a pretty good job of. The Darth Vader's not that good. The Emperor is really good, and I'm doing this because it'll wake children and young people and Star Wars fans up. Then when they go read my articles about it, I get into how it's occultic and really overall not a good thing. But because it's the biggest movie ever, the biggest group of movies ever, because it's effect. I mean, Ronald Reagan named the Star Wars space weapons program and defense program after it. It's just so many things in the culture. That'll be going up free play for everybody on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here in the next, I was told it'd already be up, but it should be up very, very soon. George, did my wife call yet and tell you if that'd been posted yet? Oh, okay, because she called during the last break. I was busy talking to her, Debbie, everybody else. It's like a war room around here, and she said that one of our great employees was going to be getting that up. I gave it to him at 8 a.m. this morning. I got up at 5 a.m. this morning. I've been doing interviews all day, and I'm almost punch drunk. I got to get some sleep, but it took a lot of energy to do these little pieces. And I am an actor. You know, I've been in a few things here and there, so it's a pretty good little piece that I did. I think one of the better Emperor impersonations that you'll see out there. And it's actually a little bit scary. The Darth Vader is pretty stupid, and that'll be posted. I did that for you, and I hope you'll email it out to folks and spread the word on it. The Patriot Act, they've been meeting in secret trying to reauthorize it, won't even have public hearings over it. And I have a little smattering here of mainstream news articles. Here's one out of the San Francisco Chronicle. GOP aides say new Patriot Act obliges Bush. The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee is working on a bill that would renew the Patriot Act and expand government powers in the name of fighting terrorism, letting the FBI subpoena records without permission from a judge or grand jury. Folks, I wrote the analysis on Patriot Act 2 almost 2 years ago, January 7th, 2003, and you need to go read it for yourself. We have links to the bill itself. You can just find out what it really says. Folks, it's sneaking peeks in your house, your business, your corporation, without even a warrant. That's what it really does. By the time they whitewash it in the paper, it says this. Now, I do have the Associated Press admitting it means warrants, I mean searches without warrants, period. And it's non-terror related, folks. Everything's terror, so it's kind of an oxymoron. You know, type into Google. Toy store gets Homeland Security visit. We had the lady on. It was in the Associated Press. They said, selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes is terrorism. And this is, you called and complained too much. You didn't threaten anybody at the VA, but you called too much, so we're arresting you under Homeland Security. I mean, you've seen what they've been doing with it, but to read the secret arrest, national DNA databases of everybody, all of this, it's just unbelievable to really look at the facts of what this does. When we return, I want to get into union representative U.S. troops killing journalist, and then I'll get to this article, counter terror grants fund city cameras data mining, getting the cities doing it as little nodes of the greater empire. So we'll cover all this on the other side, and then that much-awaited re-airing of that interview with that police chief that's taken the microchip and has no problem with the government making us take it. You'll hear him in his own words. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
An Ebola outbreak has spread to the Congo. The World Health Organization, who can't trust to do anything, totally corrupt, has confirmed an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in the Congo and has already killed 9 people. Scientists unveil a new earthquake forecast system, as reported by the Associated Press. Californians wondering if tomorrow's forecast will be sunny can now find out if there's also a chance of afternoon tremors. Scientists launched a website Wednesday that calculates the probability of strong ground shaking and seismic locations over a 24-hour period. We have details of where you can look at that forecast map on Infowars.com. Also, an American Free Press article by James Tucker. Bilderberg exposed. Wordle shadow government uncovered by AFP again with a lot of new developments. Like the fact that they think oil's going to go to, about $6 a gallon by the time it turns into gasoline, by the time it's refined into gasoline. So they're talking about $150 a barrel. That's a nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. Also, the French are being implored to vote yes on the EU pact, because if they don't, the whole EU may start falling apart, so all is not well in the kingdom of the New World Order. Got a bunch of articles here. This is from WorldNet Daily. Union representative, U.S. troops killing journalists. President of Newspaper Guild echoes claim of ex-CNN executive. Echoing a claim that led to the CNN executive, Eason Jordan's resigning, the president of the 35,000-member Newspaper Guild Association, U.S. troops deliberately are killing journalists in Iraq. Linda Foley, speaking Friday in St. Louis, said the American attacks are focused particularly on Arab journalists, according to a tape aired on Sinclair Broadcasting, The Point, a commentary segment by Mark Heyman. The remarks came as Newsweek magazine continued to manage fallout for a report in its May 9th edition that sparked protest and rioting across the Muslim world, resulting in 17 dead. So they're trying to imply this isn't true. We have the mainstream articles where the Pentagon said they'd kill journalists if they got in the way. They pulled up in front of the Baghdad Hotel and aimed at the Reuters floor and blew it up with an Abrams. I mean, this is a joke. There's footage of him rolling up to a Reuters camera guy, right up to him as he stands there with his camera and killing him. I mean, it is sick. Like, I mean, you know how many American journalists, British journalists have been dying over there? And I'm tired of the lies. I mean, it's really getting old. And they try to mix it in with, and there was a retraction by Newsweek with some other thing, and there wasn't even a real retraction. They just did it under pressure from the White House. They've had interrogators quit and say they're doing stuff like this at Gitmo. At Camp X-Ray, Guantanamo Bay. They don't go put those guys in the article. They don't go talk to them. It's just Newsweek. Well, the person we talked to might have exaggerated. We're sorry. What does that mean? They have their fake newspapers retract stuff on purpose because they're government operations. It's unbelievable. This interview is great that's coming up. We've had a lot of requests to re-air it, and he gets into the Israelis they arrested cheering on top of the rooftop. But that was a side issue concerning 9/11. It's this big New Jersey police chief, they have police chiefs for the county there, in a county of 2 million people, and he then gets into how he has a chip and how it's going to be wonderful for all of us to have a chip. And he supports the government making us have a chip. It's just going to be wonderful. So that's coming up in the last minute or so here I have left in this segment. Folks, it's the best film I've ever made. Covers the police state, 9/11, and the occult control grid the globalists are part of, the Nazi connection, the Bushes. You need to have this film. It is powerful. Martial law, ladies and gentlemen. 9/11, Rise of the Police State, 3 hours long. Toll-free number to order it. Don't wait. Get the video today. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Get your hard copy. They can tell you all about the film, all about the other films, all about the other books and videos I carry there. When you call that number, 888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.com and order a hard copy of any of the films via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or instantly watch it all at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You get 3 free months when you get a year subscription, but they got monthly subscriptions. Do a trial month subscription, folks. Cancel it any time if you don't want it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I want to commend the great folks running the show today. I'm a normal guy that runs my shows on vacation this week. And George, the engineer up there, has been running my show all week on top of his other duties and doing a great job. And I want to thank all the affiliates, the sponsors, you, the listeners, the callers, everybody, my webmasters, my employees, everybody. Together, we're really putting a dent in the New World Order. And believe me, if we weren't here doing this, it'd be a lot worse. If you weren't out there, you, the listener, taking action, being the leaders you are, things would be a lot worse. And hey, we've added a lot to this big Star Wars article I've written. Audio clips, video clips, you know, those little music pieces people have put together. It's going up, the little video piece I did. That's a great way to reach out to Star Wars fans and children and people and show them the political parallels, which the mainstream media is finally pointing out. So that'll be up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next 30 minutes or so. All right, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, it's Real Talk Radio, issues of real significance, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, blasting out across the nation on dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations, simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 9.985. Third hour, 9.975, at night, 3210, from 9 to midnight, and, of course, the Internet at GCNLive.com. We've got Congressman Ron Paul confirmed. He was floating today, depending on when he would be coming on. We'll talk about the new Real ID Act and analyze it with us, what's really in the legislation that Bush is due to sign sometime next week, perhaps as early as this Friday. That's going to be, he'll be with us for 30 minutes coming up in the middle of the next hour. And we have Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership joining us tomorrow to give us updates on the Second Amendment and a bunch of other key issues. I am really, it's exciting to get this guest on. This is an interesting story. It was covered by the Business Wire, Associated Press, you name it, back on April 22nd. Bergen County Chief of Police, they have a chief of police for the county, Jack Schmidig, leads regional rollout of VeriChip by receiving a VeriChip. Now, remember last year, the Mexican Attorney General told 160-plus of his employees, and it was going to be even more, that they had to take this microchip to be able to get into secure areas. The chief is not making his employees take it, though I guess he might be recommending it. But joining us to talk about this important issue is Chief Jack Schmidig. Chief, good to have you on with us.
Thank you.
Tell us how this happened, why you got the idea, what you've done. You've got the chip. Tell us about it.
All right. It started with a dear friend of mine, Mr. Nicholas Minicucci, who's the founder of the Molly Foundation. It's a foundation for diabetes research. His daughter, Molly, has had the disease for 20 years. And I'm a member of the Board of Trustees on the Molly Foundation. Mr. Minicucci, came up with the idea through the Verichip company of implanting a chip in your... Mine is in my arm. I don't know if it can be located anywhere else. But it is readily available to obtain your medical information. When you have the chip implanted, they ask you a series of questions. Are you allergic to anything? Next of kin? Who do you want to have this information? All kinds of series of questions. And by scanning the chip in my arm, they have immediate access to my medical history.
When were you implanted?
April 12th.
And it got a lot of attention. Are you aware of what the Mexican Attorney General did?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's getting big, and also I've heard from Special Forces that some of them have been getting the chip.
I can tell you, and maybe a sidelight to this, but my German Shepherd had the a chip implanted for identification. Mine isn't for identification. It's not like a tracking device that emits a transponder that's going to follow you around. The protocol here in New Jersey will be if you're admitted to a hospital and for some reason you're incapacitated and can't provide that information, they can scan that chip in your arm and through the computer access your medical history. So they potentially can find out, you know, what's wrong with you.
Well, Applied Digital has now bought the software in a company dealing with cell towers, and they're saying with a bigger chip, they're going to be able, since you brought that up, with RFID, radio frequency identification devices, to use it as a tracking system. Were you aware of that?
No, but how big must that chip be to follow you around or have RF signals emanating
from
your body?
Well, just to scan it and ping it and get the data number and then check it in the database, they're saying right now one about an inch long and about a quarter of an inch wide or even smaller will be able to work up to a couple hundred feet.
Wow. Well, the chip I have in my arm is about the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah, I've seen the current Verichip. We've interviewed the scientist that invented it. We've interviewed the CEO a few years ago. We've interviewed the Chipson family, you know, the family that the Jacobsons, I believe, that got the chip. But what did the officers under your command think about this?
To be honest with you, I don't think it's gotten the recognition that it should have. I think it's an exceptional idea, and I know of one other officer who had the chip implanted, and my secretary, who's hypoglycemic, and this initially started here as a result of the diabetes research in the foundation, that Molly Foundation. She's made an appointment to have the chip implanted also.
Well, they've got the chipmobiles. Have you seen those?
No, we're in the very early stages of it here in New Jersey. I don't know what any other venue is providing
Verichip has these chipmobiles that go around chipping, and they have Mr. Chip. You haven't heard about that?
No.
Well, they gave the readers to some hospitals in Florida, but only a few. I mean, have they given readers to the hospitals in New Jersey?
And there's only one hospital in the state, and that's in our county doing it right now.
Interesting. Well, did you hear about in Miami and also in Spain and now Germany and England and other areas, the chip, the same chip to get into the VIP area?
No, again, they scan your arm to get into select areas. Maybe potentially down the line I could see limited access events like maybe an inauguration ball or something like that for the president where you might need one of these to get in, but I think we're way ahead of ourselves.
Were you approached by Verichip to do this, or did you and your friend just spontaneously want to get a chip?
I wanted it, and while I'm on the board of trustees for that foundation, the information was brought to a trustee meeting, and I thought it was an exceptional idea, and I said, put me in. And I had the chip implanted the 12th of April, and there's No residual effects.
Are you waiting then for the readers to get into local hospitals? Because what use will it be if they're not in the local hospitals?
Well, that's true. It's going to take some time, but I'm on a cutting edge.
Oh, is your foundation lobbying the hospital?
Yes. All hospitals.
You know, we found a lot of the people like the Jacobsons and others and some of the hospitals that accepted the chip readers in the Miami and Palm Beach area actually had employees there that were investors or even part of Applied Digital, and that's why they were doing this. Are you an investor in Applied Digital?
Not at all. I have no stock in this at all.
What about, I mean, I'm just curious. So, what about the individual that's on the foundation with you?
The president of the foundation, Mr. Minicucci?
Yes.
I don't believe he's the stockholder either.
So basically somebody just approached the foundation and you guys said, hey, this is a good medical bracelet, basically, implanted.
Absolutely. That was my logic behind getting mine.
Well, look, I mean, Chief, I'm going to be honest with you on my views of this.
Sure.
You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And for people like you, you know, this sounds good. Hey, this isn't, you know, you can lose a medical alert bracelet. Who wants a tattoo, you know, with all your data on it? This sounds good. Or for people with Alzheimer's, or now California Bureau of Prisons signed a contract. Reuters reported it, but then it got dropped with public scrutiny to implant prisoners, maximum security prisoners. That was 2 years ago. That got canceled. You know, there's all these arguments for it, but when you go on down the road, it sounds like revelations. I mean, people getting the microchip and all this. And Applied Digital says that I've had Applied Digital executives on, and they say, yes, you will have this for buying and selling, and everyone will, you know, in the future, take the chip. I mean, they've said it. I've got the transcripts on my website.
Well, right now, I think that's a matter of opinion. I don't believe it's Big Brother watching me.
But I'm talking about the company itself. I mean, you can type in Applied Digital says it'll be used for tracking. It'll be used for prisoners. Applied Digital will be used for cashless transactions. Type it into Google, Chief, and you'll find it.
Well, potential. I'm sure those potentials are there. My intention was to protect my life, hopefully, if something happens to me where I'm incapacitated and I get taken to a hospital. I want people to know that I'm not allergic to penicillin, or my next of kin is my wife. Contact her immediately. Things like that. That's what I was looking at it for, and I was.
Well, if you were in a car wreck, wouldn't they know all that? You know, from your car and your plates and your
potentially enemy? Sure, but it. I think it's a great backup system. Another thing is what sold us on some of this was the, especially for the foundation, if a person goes into diabetic shock, sometimes they can look like they're drunk, and, you know, people don't understand what...
No, there have been a lot of cases of police thinking somebody's resisting when they're in the shock, yeah, and then tasering them. And
hey, all of that stuff. So if you, you know, if you can get that scan, you know that this person got a propensity towards diabetes.
Well, just so you know, this isn't coming, that it's here. I'm sure you've heard about the plan for national toll roads.
Yes.
I mean, that's been in Time, Newsweek, it's USA Today. In Texas, it's about to pass the legislature next year with our inspection stickers. We'll all get tracker chips that are very small that are read by radio readers. We're going to be taxed by the mile down the road. I mean, you see how this chipping of all the products, RFID, the chipping of people, I mean, it is going to the extreme right away.
In New Jersey, we have a system called Easy Pass, and it gets you down the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway, and as you pass through the toll booth, you have a reader in your car, a transponder in your car, and you get the bill on a monthly basis. And they can tell you at... right now it's 12:45 here. At 12:45, I pass through exit 159 on the Garden State Parkway, and that information comes to you.
Man, going across from New York to you guys when I was there this summer, it was like seven smackers.
Oh yeah, and the Easy Pass works on the George Washington Bridge. And
well, why should we turn all our roads into this? And I'm talking and see that, and now it's not going to be the size of a tiny matchbox. You know, that you get at an elegant martini bar,
right.
You know, about an inch and a half long, a half inch wide. Now it's going to be a little bitty chip, sir. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I've got that little bitty chip, but I guess I'm not, I don't see a downside for me and those people who are looking at Big Brother. I don't find that.
Well, I mean, that's what I find. I want to shift gears just because a listener emailed this to me this morning. This is not why I got you on the show, but I find it incredibly intriguing. And again, my friends, we're talking to the chief of police in the county of Bergen in New Jersey. And he's taking the implantable microchip, but I was sent this by several listeners, and it's still a hot topic. I have Fox News here in front of me. I have the New York Post, and I have the Bergen Record. Bergen Record, the town you're in. Five men detained as suspected conspirators by Paulo Lima, staff writer. And in here it's got a quote from you. We got an alert to be on the lookout for a white Chevrolet van with New Jersey registration and writing on the side.
Oh, that was during 9/11.
No. This is a totally separate issue. This is just interesting. Suspicious Middle Easterners cheered terror attack from moving van, and then it turned out in Fox News that it was Israelis. What actually happened with that, sir?
We turned those people over to the FBI. They were thoroughly checked out and released. No charges were ever filed against those people.
But what about the witnesses that said they saw them jumping up and cheering and videotaping?
That was the information reported to us. We couldn't confirm through the witnesses. No one would identify themselves. They said that they saw this white van with several people applauding or cheering the attack on the Trade Center. And when we finally found the van, located the van, no one would step forward to verify that they were, in fact, celebrating.
Well, I've got Israeli national news here. It says suspicious Middle Eastern movers were Israelis with box cutters, European passports, and $4,000 cash. Is that accurate?
I'm not sure. I don't remember all the details of that particular case. And like I said, when we first located the van, we notified the FBI, and they came and scooped them up. The FBI and the New Jersey State Police.
How did that happen? You pulled them over, and I mean, what happened with you?
We had be on the lookout for a particular type of van. One of my patrol officers found it, located it. We pulled them over, we detained them, and then we notified the state police and the FBI, who were working a joint terrorism task force.
Were you aware of the hundreds of Israeli art students that were really spies? And they were, quote, following Al-Qaeda. This was even on Fox News and the Associated Press. And then they grabbed them, and then they were ordered to release them to Israel. Did you hear about that?
No.
Did they have any video cameras on them? I mean, and then secondarily, how many days after 9/11 was this arrest?
It was, I believe it occurred the night of 9/11. I'm not sure.
Did you find any video cameras on them?
No. I don't recall any video cameras on them. But like I said, being in the administrative position, I don't do the road work anymore, and it gets passed down to my detective captain, and unfortunately, he's not here today.
What's his name?
Captain Kevin Partnett, H-A-R-T-N-E-T.
Could I get Kevin Partnett on about that?
If he's willing to come on, I'm sure. I don't have an objection to speaking with the media.
Well, this just keeps coming up over and over again.
It was a hot-button issue. After 9/11, they wanted any kind of attention they could get, and they kept rerunning and repeating those catchphrases there. And if I Google my own name, it comes up with that quote about four or five times.
But, I mean, it's true, though, that they wouldn't talk to you. That's sort of some pretty serious training.
Well,
and how many people do you pull over? How many were arrested?
I thought there were three or four, but I'm not sure.
I mean,
sure.
To have four people that none of them talk? Boy, that's pretty, I mean, do you see that a lot?
No.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're usually, according to criminology, I mean, I took a little bit of it in college. I don't have a degree in it, but when you end up with one person that won't talk, you end up with two, three, four. Usually when you end up with four people, it means there's some pretty serious training going on.
Once again, I don't know their background. It was, we received some information, we stopped them, and then we turned them over to people more interested in them.
How long did they interrogate?
A police department in a local police department in New Jersey.
How long did you interrogate?
We didn't participate in the interrogation. They were turned over to the state.
You said
police.
You talked to them and they didn't
talk.
Well,
we talked to them at the road stop.
And then were they brought into the jail, or were they just given right over to the FBI?
I think they were taken to the FBI's field office in Newark, but I'm not sure.
What did the FBI say?
I don't know.
Have you ever asked them what came of it?
Mr. Jones, you're talking, we started on one subject, now we're on another.
I know, but I mean, I didn't put two and two together when I saw your name get the microchip. And then I start getting emails about it, and I go, oh, yeah, I mean, I remember this article. I mean, it's an interesting topic.
This was a very interesting day, September 11, 2001. And
did you see the tower smoking when it happened?
Absolutely.
What was that like?
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Well, I wish we control our borders. That might keep us safe.
You have to talk to another agency on that.
No, I know. You're not even near the border, so I understand that.
I'm on the border with New York.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you spending time with us. And I hope that you wake up and see the real ramifications of the implantable microchip. Will you say no to the chip if in 10 years the government says you've got to use this for identification when you pay for goods and services?
No.
You won't go along with that?
No, I'd go along with it, sure.
Rather than
carry my credit cards, they want to put all my information on my chip, and as I walk out the grocery store with a loaf of bread and a quart of milk, you know, they just...
Tell you what, Chief, we got a break. Quick 3-minute break. Stay there. Just do 5 more minutes with us. This is just amazing information. Stay with us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Fighting the culture war. Right here, my friends. Just a few minutes left with the county police chief up there in Bergen County. Sir, the music was playing. Folks might not have heard what you said. I want to state that again for the record. I said, if in 10 years, and the Army documents say this is the plan, it'll be by 2020. That's the January 1st, 2000 report by the Army War College, that everybody's going to have a chip, and I've had the CEO, again, on a Verichip. That's the plan. I've had their distributors on from Spain, from Miami. They've said the same thing. We're all going to have chips, and we're going to buy and sell with these. And the chief was saying he's not for Big Brother. He's not worried about Big Brother. But then I said, in 10 years, if they say you got to use this to buy and sell, you said, you're happy with that, chief.
I wouldn't object to it.
I mean, if they say we have to take the chip, you wouldn't object.
No. No, if I, like I said before the break, if I went into a grocery store and bought a loaf of bread and a quart of milk and walked out and it read my chip and debited my bank account, I'd work with it. I don't have a problem with that.
Chief, it's either two separate things. Either you're a really nice guy who totally trusts the government and society.
I am the government.
So,
okay.
Well, hold on.
And
let me just
trusting
finish.
The government, you bet your life I trust the government because I am part of government.
Okay. Either it's that you're naive or you're demon possessed.
Well, if you want to think that I'm naive, that's certainly your opinion.
Well, Chief, I appreciate you coming on the show, but I totally disagree with you.
Well, that's your right.
Wait a minute. So if the government says everybody's got to get chipped 10 years from now, and it's the law, you'll start arresting people that don't have it.
I won't be here 10 years from now. How's that sound? I've got a short time to go before I take my retirement and leave.
Now, of course, I mean that as a joke figuratively, but I mean that's kind of sounds pretty scary and
well, people look under rocks for scary things too. So,
the founding fathers, Chief, said that we should not trust our government. We should keep it small, keep control of it. You're just saying I am the government. I trust it, and if they say we got to have chips, we got to have them.
Is that my opinion?
Yes.
Well, then, thank you.
Now, you just said that, sir. Are you saying
exactly? And it's my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion. And Mr. Jones, you're entitled to yours. And I think, sir, that it was nice of you to have me on.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you have to have this mark to buy and sell. But you're saying if that happens, you don't have a problem with it.
I don't.
So maybe you are just naive. I mean, because I
okay. Hey, that's your opinion too.
I'm not picking up from you that you're evil.
I am not evil.
I don't pick that up from you. I pick it up that you're just totally trusting and naive, Chief.
Okay. Mr. Jones, I think your interview with me is over.
Hey, vaya con Dios. I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you so much.
Go with God. Take care. There you had it, ladies and gentlemen. That's how deep the rabbit hole goes. We got to have a transcript of that. That is the all-time most out of control, in your face. You see? You see what we're facing? You understand what we're facing now? Get the new film, Martial Law, folks. Do not delay. Expose all of this. Expose 9/11. Expose the police state. Expose who controls it. $24.95. Second copy, $19.95. Third copy, $16.95. Fourth copy, $14.95. Fifth copy, $14. Or buy one copy and make copies and get them out to people. It's my all-time most powerful film. Get it and expose this insanity now. We're the normal people. They are the ones that are just off their rockers. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 to get the new film or any of my great films. Everybody else is raising prices. We're slashing prices on the films, all of them. We just want to get the information out. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv right now to sign up online and get a monthly or yearly subscription, 15 cents a day. All my films, other films, weekly TV reports, audio interviews. This one will be there. PrisonPlanet.tv. Do not wait. Get the film and stand up against this. The majority of us, 98% in major polls, are against the chip. But the 2% is in power. And they think it's completely normal. They're totally deceived. We'll be right back with the second hour. Terrorism.